Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:16. It is going to be a splendid day today. And some people are evaluating these days based on like chilly November. And I don't think you can do that. I think you have to evaluate each and every day on its own merit. A brave stand I'm taking, I understand. But by gosh, that's what I believe. Anyway, it's going to be mid-70s today, plenty of sunshine, just perfect, really, to be outside. Same thing tomorrow, a little bit warmer on Thursday, Friday, near 80, but a cold front comes through, and that means on Saturday, the rain's going to disappear early, and the high's going to be 64, and then Sunday, tailgating for the Panthers, get ready, get there early, it's going to be beautiful, highs of 62, and plenty of sunshine, perfect Saints long sleeve gear weather. In case you didn't hear, there was an election over the weekend, and there was a lot leading up to it. Pearson Cross joins us now, Associate Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of Louisiana Lafayette. And what we're going to do is we're going to kind of open it up and peer inside of that election and the numbers and see what it produced. Hey, how are you, Pearson?
I'm doing well, thank you. Recovering, as they say.
From the election?
That's right. That election, know, the hangover.
That, I was going to say that after all of the stuff that you ingested. First of all, let's start with the obvious, the gubernatorial election. As a political scientist, in terms of the coattails that President Trump has, in terms of a Democratic governor winning, what does that say about the state of politics in Louisiana?
Well, it says that we're still a red state and that Donald Trump is an influencer and that Eddie Rasponi, an unknown person who hadn't been in politics before, all came within a hair's breadth of winning the governor's seat. And if it hadn't been for a major turnout of African-American voters, he would be governor today.
So does that mean I should have put the phone on silent, Pearson? Okay, now we got that taken care of. So does that mean that Louisiana is turning redder or we're about what we figured? Because here's the thing. No disrespect to Mr. Rasponi. His ad started, and I don't mean this disrespectfully. I'm just talking about the presentation of the ad itself, all right? As some kind of goofball sitting on his truck with President Trump signs all over and the hunting thing, and it just seemed like Trump, 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 Trump. And a little about him. But other than the goofball part, because he started to present himself a lot better than that, I mean, did we hear a lot besides Trump, 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 Trump?
Not really. We heard the message that we usually hear when somebody's not experienced in politics is they say they're an outsider, they're a business person, you know, they're going to bring a fresh view. And then he had those things, but then he also had, and I like Trump, and you like Trump, and why don't we get rid of this crazy liberal Democrat? How in the world did we ever end up with him anyway? And so that was the basis of his appeal, and quite frankly, that came very, very close.
But we'll pick this up here when we come back. Is he really a crazy liberal Democrat? And also, in terms of the messages, like you're talking about the hangover, that were just hammered into us and run into the ground, whatever metaphor you want to use. Do people remember that? Because that's the way it's presented, whether it's true or not, like you're talking about crazy liberal governor, whatever phrase you use, is that what people remember because they heard it on a commercial, whether it's true or not? Pearson Cross is our guest analyzing the election, and there's a lot to go into here that happened over the weekend, and we'll talk about the legislature as well. 8:20, time for traffic on WWL. 8:24 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the election that was finally, mercifully decided on Saturday. And in terms of President Trump's coattails and the effect that it had on the election, some people are saying, well, you know what, maybe it had a reverse an adverse effect in that perhaps President Trump hurt Eddie Rasponi, because I get a couple of texts here. For the first time since Reagan, I voted for a Democrat over the Republican because I thought Eddie Rasponi was a flawed candidate. Another one says, your guest talks about the Trump influence, but that goes both ways. A lot of people came out to vote against the Trump candidate. Is there any way to measure whether President Trump hurt or helped Eddie Rasponi?
Well, not really, except that African-American turnout was big, and we really saw that. So Trump came out and did Lake Charles right before the first round.
Right.
And really, black voters underperformed in that election, you know, about 26% of the vote overall.
In the primary, you're talking
about? Yeah, in the primary.
Okay.
And then, but after Trump kept coming back and after it became clear what was possibly going to happen, African Americans got very motivated to vote against Eddie Rasponi. And part of it had to do with the intense dislike by African Americans for Donald Trump. So every time Trump would be around, yeah, he would raise the likelihood that white conservative or rural voters would come out and vote, but he'd also raise the likelihood that black urban voters and black rural voters would come out to vote against him. So, you know, he's such a lightning rod that he motivated people to get out and vote. And we saw 1.5 million people vote in this election. But a lot of those votes were against him as well. So your caller is correct.
So how is this different than Louisiana primary where we award delegates? No, I beg your pardon. The election with electoral candidates, because that's a statewide election as well, albeit maybe a lot more interest when it comes to president, although the governor's probably going to influence your life more than the president and further on down the line. Does this portend anything for the presidential election of 2020, or when it comes to this, Republicans will be motivated to get out and vote, even though Democrats vote in high numbers as well?
Yeah, no, that'll be completely separate. So Democrats will select their their favorite presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. Republicans will select their favorite nominee, and then we'll have a statewide general election, in which case I certainly expect that the Republican candidate will win. If you look at the legislative votes, nearly two-thirds of all votes cast for legislative people in this last election were cast for Republicans. They had an enormous lead in terms of voting for the legislature. So although John Bel Edwards sneaked through, Republicans really turned out and voted strongly for a very Republican legislature.
But the House did come up a couple of votes short.
Yeah, two votes.
As it relates to, a supermajority. And if you can, Pearson, explain what that means.
Yeah, a supermajority would be two-thirds. So it would take 70 votes in the 105-vote Louisiana House. They've already got Republicans have a supermajority in the Senate with 27 votes in the 39-vote Senate. If you've got a two-thirds margin, that means you can overcome a gubernatorial veto. So if they pass something by over a two-thirds margin and then John Bel Edwards vetoes it, they can turn right around and overturn that veto. So that's an enormous power to the Republican Party if they could do that. They were really trying for that 70 votes, but they didn't quite get there.
Well, were there two votes, or at least two candidates, rather, that it came down to, or did it just wind up being the number two?
Yeah, there were a couple of districts. I mean, District 105 was a district that didn't go for... it was with Mac Cormier, the Democrat, slipped by Chris Leopold, and I'm blanking on the other district. But there were a couple districts that were up in the air. This is not to say Republicans almost ran the table in this legislative race. So there were five or six Republican versus Democrat House races that the Republicans won every one. They just didn't get those last two.
So really, the anomaly is the governor winning, not anything else that happened in the election. Is that accurate?
Exactly. He is a lone blue person in a sea of red.
Gotcha. Thank you, Pearson. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
You have a good day. Pearson Cross, Associate Dean of the College of Liberal Arts and an Associate Professor of Political Science at ULL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.